What's up, you guys? Welcome to Shoreline. We're glad you're here. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Grant Hawkins. I'm a senior at the Science and Engineering Magnet High School in Dallas ISD. I've been involved here at Watermark for several years and am happy to have the opportunity to share my story with you tonight. The beginning of my story probably sounds pretty familiar to a lot of you. I've been blessed to grow up in a Christian home with parents who love Jesus. I've always been in the church, and until freshman year, I attended private Christian school. It's almost like there's never been a time in my life when I didn't know who God was. I've always known that He created me, loves me, wants to be in relationship with me, and sent His Son, Jesus, to die for my sins. I accepted Christ at a young age. My family and I were attending Prestonwood Baptist Church at the time, and I had been thinking about officially accepting Jesus for a while. We'd been talking about it a lot at home, and my three younger siblings had decided they wanted to be baptized. So one Sunday morning, I walked down during the altar call and prayed to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My three siblings and I were baptized together soon thereafter in October 2009. So if you've known me long enough and you've heard what I used to call my testimony, this is probably where it stopped. I would have told you that I'd grown up in a Christian home, accepted Christ at a young age, and that there had never been any significant area of sin in my life that I had to turn away from. At 11 years old, that was for the most part true. I was no perfect or sinless individual. Of course, none of us are. But there was no specific sin struggle that I was actively turning away from. I simply knew who Jesus was, believed He died for my sins, and knew I didn't want to go to hell. So I accepted Christ and was baptized. However, it wasn't long before this wasn't the whole truth about my life and my walk with Christ. Because starting about seventh grade, I began to struggle a lot with lust, which led to struggles with pornography. Over the course of the following 4 years, this slowly began to consume my life. It affected my thoughts and actions and my relationships with family and friends. For 4 years, I continually gave in to my fleshly desires and fell prey to the same series of lies. This only affects you. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're all alone. People will reject you if they find out. You can fix it on your own anyway. I knew I needed to confess my sin, turn it over to Christ, and repent, but my guilt, shame, and fear of rejection kept me from telling anyone. I continued to act as though I had it all together and didn't have any significant sin I struggled with. In reality, though, I was trapped in a cycle of messing up, planning to confess, not doing so because I thought I could fix it myself this time, and messing up again. All I was doing was exhausting myself, stalling my spiritual growth, and allowing my sin struggle to grow deeper and more difficult to overcome. But I always find it interesting how God works, because over the course of these 4 years, He wouldn't stop calling me to confess my sin or reminding me that I wouldn't be at peace until I did. Every now and again, I would hear messages at church, Wake, or Shoreline, or read devotionals that described me to a T. One of these that stood out most was the first Join the Journey of 2014, written by Todd Wagner. The key verse for the devotional was Romans 1, 11 through 12, which says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." The message of Todd's Devo is that sheep that walk alone are wolf bait. In other words, we must choose on our own to pursue life with Christ, but we can't hope to do so alone and have everything go well with us. Todd had described me exactly. I was a sheep who had committed my life to Christ, but was trying to go at it alone. I wasn't taking advantage of the people God had placed in my life to walk alongside me, help me defend against temptation, and hold me accountable. I knew what I needed to do, but it was still 2 more years before I finally began to address the biggest sin struggle in my life. I'm a lead team member here at Watermark, and part of my commitment is to be a member of the church. This past winter, I began the membership process here at Watermark. Part of this process is to submit a testimony form describing your life before and after coming to know Christ. Members also sign a covenant, part of which states that you will commit to live in authentic community with other believers. As I thought, prayed, and worked my way through this process, I quickly realized that I couldn't be a member at Watermark. I couldn't share the same untrue testimony I'd shared for years, and I couldn't sign the covenant if I wasn't willing to live in complete authenticity. This realization, along with the fact that I was sick and tired of following the same pattern of sin and believing the same series of lies, led me to do something about the sin I had hidden for so long. In February of this year, I met with my small group leader, Scott, and confessed everything to him. I'd rehearsed the conversation in my head 100 times before we met, and to say I was nervous would have been an understatement. I had never opened up to anyone about my biggest sin struggle. So I sat down across the table from Scott and barely got one word out before I completely lost it and cried like a baby. I told Scott everything, and when I was finished, despite my fears of rejection and the lies that I should feel guilty and ashamed, he looked at me and said, "Welcome, brother. You're not alone. Those 4 years are in the past, and they've already been paid for, so let's get up and get after this thing." And so, over the last 8 months, that's exactly what I've done. I've begun to address the sin in my life and defend against the times I'm most prone to wander. I've become a member at Watermark and have begun to pursue authentic community with my family and my small group. I've been able to share my testimony, my new testimony, with my family and friends at small group, Camp Barnabas, and in Haiti, and now tonight with all of you here at Shoreline. There is no way I could have stood on this stage this time last year. I had not yet given my desire to pursue lust over to Christ, and the story I would have shared wouldn't have been my most authentic story of grace. But tonight it is. And while until Christ returns, I will not be free of sin, I am finally free from the power this sin has over me. In other words, my sanctification is a lifelong process. I will struggle and sin and fail and fall short for the rest of my life. But I am now and will always be free from the burden of my sin, free from the guilt, the shame, and the lies I believed for so long, free from the fear of rejection, free from the exhausting attempts to hide my sin and appear as though I had it all together, and free from the onerous task of trying to fix everything myself when Jesus was right there to take the burden all along. And so it's by the grace of God that I can finally experience the rest and peace that only comes from completely giving myself to Christ. Thank you all.